Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for joining me this half hour. I am so excited today. Today I have our special guest, who happens to be my number one and only son. But before we go, before I get to my guest, I want to just explain to my new listeners what this show is about, what Reality Spirituality is about. Reality Spirituality is a guideline to living and staying connected, making decisions, making choices that increase your happiness, increase your peace of mind, increase your contentment. And we all have that ability. We all have that ability to make our lives, not make our lives, but let's say the journey. We have the ability to lighten our journey up. We have the ability to feel any way we decide to feel. We choose our emotions. We choose our reactions. We choose all of these feelings, and I don't know about you, but I'm tired of choosing feeling sad. I'm tired of choosing feeling irritated. I'm tired of choosing feeling jealous or less than, comparing myself to others. Aren't you tired of that? I digress. Nathan, are you there? Are you on the line?
Yes, what's up?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey.
So, Nathan and I did a show a couple of days ago, and we basically started, we were talking about staying in tune and realizing and listening to that inner voice. The inner voice that we all have, and I believe that if you follow it and you listen to it, you are going to be happier. You are going to be in line with your deepest desires, in line, and when I say in line, I mean hand in hand. What are you doing today, Nathan?
What am I doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I had an interview at a gym to teach there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. So a lot of the day was spent thinking about it and going back and forth between how I felt about it. Feeling nervous, feeling confident, feeling excited, feeling all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unsure, unsettled, everything.
Mm-hmm. And so, see, this, I love your stories because you are talking about the experiences that we all have had at one time or another. Everyone has had a job interview. Everyone has felt those feelings that you're feeling. And what this show is about, Reality Spirituality, is guess what? We don't have to choose those feelings that don't make us feel good anymore. So what happened?
So I, well, I wanted to feel like I was prepared for this, but I wasn't quite sure how to prepare. But I was like, well, I have to get up early and I have to take class. You know, there's a yoga class. I said I should take yoga class for my yoga interview because I want to be saturated with yoga. You know, I need to take this class. And last night I went to sleep really late and I just thought about it and I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this class in the morning. It's not a good time. And so I didn't do the class that I really thought I needed for this interview. So I had to sort of not get over, but look at that in a different, like you say, in a different perspective and not look at it like something was wrong or now the interview is going to be bad because I didn't do this, that sort of thing. Mm. And just the same thing, trusting and whatever happens is yeah, and I just try to feel as open and positive as possible. So whenever there was a thought or whenever there was something else that came in, I just either tried to breathe or I tried to look at it a different way. Mm. It was good. I felt really good about it.
I have a question for you, but I want to say when you look at situations with different eyes or different perspective, then you start feeling different about it. And it just sounds like you were conscious of that you can basically choose how you want it to feel. And when you have a perspective and it doesn't feel good or maybe I wasn't prepared or maybe I didn't take the yoga class, then you can change that perspective and you have all that power. It's just very powerful. You sound like you're empowering yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to teach a class at a different place right after that, mm-hmm. and that was my best class that I've ever taught. After this interview. And it's interesting that you said empowered because I didn't really know how to describe it, but I really did feel it's not like my moves were any different in this yoga class. It mm-hmm. was just I had a feeling of, yes, just empowered and sort of on the strong side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, that feels good. And mm-hmm. whatever I have to do to kind of gear towards that or lean towards that or how do I feel that more because it just feels good.
You have the answer. You have the answer. And, you know, you already have that. And let me say this. I hope no one's listening, but I was brought up thinking that something is wrong. Something is always wrong. What's wrong? Oh, that's wrong. But when you change it, when you just make that shift, like you said, you just tweak it a little bit. Why don't we just tweak it so you said, well, I didn't take the class and I wasn't going to hold on to that, like that had any effect on me. And basically you just changed. You have the ability to choose, and that is the most powerful tool that we all have is that ability of choice. And no one can take that away from you. You felt empowered because you were. Wow, I love that story.
Yeah. So you have some things to share. You wanted to talk about.
Okay, I'm. What I wanted to share with you and my audience is.
Oh, the second chance.
Yes, second chance.
Yes.
Okay. Now, of course, we all know about living in the moment, in the moment, in the moment, and the past doesn't exist and the future doesn't exist. But see, we were not shown how to live in the moment. And actually, I was listening to a video of Eckhart Tolle today, and he was saying that we're so conditioned, this diarrhea of thinking. There's always some thoughts in our head. There's always a thought about something. And he was saying that those thoughts that we conjure up, whether they're whatever the thoughts they are, thoughts are a form of form. In other words, thoughts create something. And in other words, they're just not out there and they create nothing. Thoughts are creating some kind of form. They're manifesting something. And he was saying that we're not used to not having any thoughts because we just aren't used to just clearing our mind and just relaxing and having silence. He says we're not used to the silence. In fact, when you're thinking, any time that you're thinking, this is what he's saying, that you are not in that space of silence. You cannot have them at the same time. You cannot be silent and with thought. So this place of silence is a place that we all are longing for naturally, because it's really, in other words, it's what we really crave, is this silence, because the silence is basically peace. And when you're thinking, you're really not at peace. And that's, I was just listening to him talk about that today, and coming back to what you said about the second chance. So we're all in this moment, and whatever this moment is bringing, whether we're thinking, whether we're quiet, whether we're moving around, we have activity, whatever it is. But it's all about this moment. And guess what? This moment in this moment, we all have a choice to behave or say or do whatever. But after the moment is over, we really don't know. There is no guarantee that we're going to get another moment. There is no guarantee that we're going to have another day. There is no guarantee that we're going to see next year. So that's that moment. Every moment is so precious because the next moment is not guaranteed. And knowing that, just imagine this. Imagine you are in a doctor's office and you've taken all these tests. You feel like something's wrong and you've taken all these tests, and the doctor comes back and he says, you know what, I don't want to tell you this, but it's hard for me to tell you this, but you have less than a month to live. You have this rare disease, and there's no cure. You have less than a month to live. Now, just stay in that moment for a while and try to feel that, and try to feel the devastation of knowing that. And what would you think? And, you know, is this really happening to me? Is this real? Am I dreaming? All of the thoughts that you might think hearing that kind of news. and you go home and you share that with your family and your friends. And a week later, you go back to the doctor because now you're on this regimen and you have to come every week to be tested. A week later, you go back to the doctor and you're in the room and you're waiting. You've got 3 more weeks now. And the doctor comes in and says to you, the tests were wrong. I've made a big mistake. You do not have this disease. I don't know you. I don't know what went wrong, but you are okay. The only thing you have is some kind of an infection that's going to be cured by antibiotics. You're fine. You're going to live. You don't have this devastating disease. You don't have 30 days to live. Can you imagine your feeling when hearing that news? And with that same energy, each moment we are not guaranteed, but if we are fortunate to have another moment, to make another choice, to make a different decision, to react a different way, then that is the second chance that I'm talking about. If you have a second chance, like you gave me that story today about the yoga interview, and you said you wanted to, you didn't want to think, you changed your mind, you chose to think a different way, you chose to think to not, okay, negative, oh, I should have taken the class, oh, I wasn't ready for the interview, whatever you thought, but you chose to think, you chose different thoughts. That is the second chance that I'm talking about. Each moment, you have a chance. You have a choice. And if the same situation comes up again, or any situation, you are given a second chance. And that second chance is a second chance to choose differently. And that's basically what I meant by second chance.
Wow, that is so good. Oh, my God.
Really? Really, Pup? Really, Nathan? Yeah, I was standing up on that one. Let's just sink. Let's just breathe that in for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really like the analogy because there's no denying what I believe I would be feeling with that whole scenario. And that's basically what's happening right now. It's not guaranteed, but I just love it. It's so good. I really like it. It makes me it's cool how or at least part of my story ties in a little bit with that, because that is what I was feeling. It's like, if I got a chance to do this, let's do it, make a different choice, make a different look, a different perspective, and because I have done interviews before, or not even interviews, but I have felt like I am going to fail because of this, because I didn't do this, or whatever, but I didn't want to feel it like that this time.
And you are the example, because we're just regular people, but you have given an example of choosing a different way. And the great thing about it is the other way made us feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Right, no, that didn't feel good. No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
I also like what you said about thinking and how you're not really at peace when you're thinking, and how we are conditioned to kind of be just like, I don't know what that is. I guess it's conditioned to always be thinking, because we don't have, we can train to not think more and more. So if you can change it, then I guess that's just what people do. I mean, I used to say I was like, I'm a thinker, not an overthinker. Yeah, I say overthinker. I'm thinking all the time.
Analytical.
Yeah, okay. I'm always thinking. But I think a lot of people are always thinking.
Well, let me say this. Someone said, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that unless you're coming up with a new thought, that's not thinking. That's just regurgitating thoughts. Unless you're coming up with a new thought that you've never thought of before, like Einstein with the theory of relativity, unless you're not coming up with the theory of relativity, you're not really thinking. What you're doing is you're recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's not thinking. But we think we're thinking, but that's not thinking. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. I mean, because it sounds like, well, that's good thinking and one's bad thinking, or like...
No,
or you,
no.
You can only think of good, you can only think of new thoughts, but it's got to be okay to think about the same thought. I mean, to have, or you just call it something else.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it is. It's okay, but it's just not thinking. Thinking is a creation. And the other thing is just like it's like a Seinfeld rerun. It's just a rerun.
Mm-hmm. Right, right,
and
right.
And it's not a bad rerun. It's just a rerun.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing
I like that.
Wrong with the, there's nothing wrong with the rerun.
But it ain't a new episode. That's for sure.
Thank you. It ain't a new show.
Right.
It ain't a new show.
No, that's true. It's either new or it's not.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. 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 Thinking is really creating. I just came up with that. I'm brilliant.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. What a great show today.
Yeah, that was really good.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on?
Well, I will share this one thing, because I did want to talk about the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And how I think the brain is the most powerful muscle. I don't know if it's a muscle, but you know what I mean when I say it's the most powerful muscle in our body.
Organ.
I think of it like a muscle, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, I see that. I can feel that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the most powerful. So just like the thinking thing, the brain is always... it's always doing shit. It's on, it's talking, it's working things out. I mean, it's always on it. But we don't have to always entertain it. And if we kind of separate ourselves, I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, we talk about listening to our thoughts rather than we are our thoughts. Like listening to what the brain, you kind of watch what the brain is doing.
You're observing.
You're observing all the thoughts and it's doing jumping jacks. It's like a crazy, it's crazy. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's like a kid, like a hyped up kid. It's like bouncing off the walls.
Yes, like and we're in the audience, and that brain or that thoughts are there on stage, entertaining us.
That's right. So, you know, you talk about wanting to find more humor in everything, and I can just sit back and just laugh at the brain just going off. It won't stop. But you can like fade it out. Come to no thoughts, you fade it back in, you fade it out, but you can just, or I can just sit and watch, or that's what I want to watch it like I'm just watching a kid.
Mm-hmm. It's
like a rambling
it's entertainment.
Kid.
It's
yeah.
entertainment. It's really entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's give an example. Listen, I'm lazy. I'm lazy? That's entertainment. Am I lazy, Nathan?
I see.
Yeah. Or I'm not as good as this other person.
Well, all the stuff that the brain is saying.
Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And also, when we give, just like the kid too, if you give it more attention, it pipes up more. It feeds off of that attention.
Hmm.
And then we can use the brain. Once it's just powerful, and instead of it using us, we can use it.
I love that. You said something earlier about feeding off of it and reminded me of a story. There are two hungry wolves inside of you. Two hungry wolves. And one only wants to pay attention to negative and just things that are just going to bring you down. And the other wolf is all about positive and love and joy and bliss and contentment and peace. And they're just fighting. They're just inside of you, and they're having this struggle, the peaceful one against the drama and the back and forth. And guess who's going to win? Guess who's going to win? The wolf that you feed the most.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's real good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to feed that bad wolf. I'm going to feed that good wolf.
Ow!
Ow!
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
That is really funny. Oh, my goodness. I love this conversation with you, Nathan. I just love this conversation.
Yeah, that was good. All right, cool.
Well, we are coming to the end of the show, and I want to say thank you so much, audience, for listening to Reality Spirituality. You can find me on the website selfgrowth.com, timetoplay.com, realityspiritualityweebly.com, and also if you want to email me at rlnsignature, one word, at gmail.com. And I want to thank my guest.
Yes.
Arrington, thank you so much for being on the show, Nathan.
Well, thank you for having me.
And until next time, audience, thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get